This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to it. The time now, 8:21 on this beautiful Friday evening. If you've just joined us, we hope that you are doing absolutely fantastic, inshallah ta'ala. Do remember, 0829-913-913. You are welcome to engage with us in the WhatsApp line. Tell us how you're doing and what your thoughts are on any of the number of things that we have mentioned this evening. But for now, we will be hoping to raise some funds for a females only Dar Ahlal Quran institution, which is out in Otley. And like many other organizations, you know, they have been stifled by the pandemic, and this institution is no exception. But given that the Quran is such a crucial part of a successful life, we wanted to highlight its latest fundraiser. Darul Ahkal al-Quran Institution teaches Tafidh al-Quran, Arabic, Jazaria, which is poetry, Tajweed, theory, Tafsir, Quran literacy for beginners and life skills on a full and part-time basis. So they also have extramural and outreach activities, which are an integral part of the education program. The classes are also held at different times during weekdays at Majdul Fatah in Old Strandfontein Road in Otley, and are taught by educators who had studied and graduated in Syria and Egypt, mashallah. But joining us online this evening is the institution's chairperson and imam at Town Centre Masjid, Sheikh Yusuf Hasib. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to Real Talk.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister. It's my pleasure to be on this program, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And you've about said everything about the school, alhamdulillah.
Almost everything, inshallah.
Almost everything. Of course. Yeah, no, you said it's an all-female school, and I would have liked that one of the females represent themselves, but you know, it is not everybody has the, inshallah. So I'll be representing the all-girls school today, this evening, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. So, Sheikh, I do want you to tell us a little bit more about what the institution has on offer, but then also how it's been impacted by COVID, inshallah.
Yeah. Now, alhamdulillah, the school, like I said, was established in 2011, and it's based at Masjid al-Fatah in Otley. Yeah, so predominantly our income, or the school's income, was fees. We, over the years, never refused anybody who couldn't afford the fees, and there were people who assisted in sponsoring individual students. Mm-hmm. With the impact of COVID-19, even those people who were previously able to assist, some of them are no longer able to assist. And students who were able to pay the school fees, you know, say 2019, now are unable to afford that fees. And we do thank the parents that are continuing to pay their fees on time, alhamdulillah, because that's how we pay the salaries of the teachers in the end. So yeah, every institution needs to raise funds. We never had many fundraisers annually. We'd have one or two, but unfortunately we are forced to have this one so early in the academic year, inshallah, which will happen just before Ramadan, the last Sunday before the start of Ramadan, which is the 11th of April, inshallah.
Yes, Sheikh, so before we get into your fundraiser, I heard it's going to be a lot of acne. Let us know what programs you have on offer at the school.
Okay, so alhamdulillah, the students vary in age from 5 years old to 65 years old. We had aunties in their 70s already join the madrasa. So essentially it's a hifz school, a tahfidh school for girls, by girls. And we believe it's very important that there are, you know, qualified female teachers to teach females. Mm-hmm. So the main program is the full-time hifz program, which students are free to join at any age. But usually what happens, a student either finishes grade 7, then joins the tahfidh program, or later in high school, or after high school. And we've had people who decided in third year, in the BA degree, that they're rather going to do, correspondence studies and start with the hifz. So that's the essential program that we run. But along with that, there are students, senior students, housewives, mothers who are not able to sit from 8 till 2, and that's the normal hours. Somehow it's been changed and penalty-beated for the COVID-19 protocol of the masjid and so forth and so on. The school now starts at 8:45 and runs up until before, obviously the toilets not being open and the wudu areas not being used does impact on the hours that the students spend in the masjid. But along with that, we said we have the housewives who basically the students, they structure a program with the teacher, and the hours are a bit more flexible, alhamdulillah. And we do have some of our teachers tutoring as far as the United States, alhamdulillah. So everything online. Late nights, they're sitting up teaching students in America and other places, alhamdulillah. And this is the programs that are on offer.
MashaAllah, that is a lot of things that is worthy of contribution, alhamdulillah. But inshallah, tell us a little bit more about the fundraiser and then how people can contribute lastly.
Yeah, inshallah, the fundraiser is very laid back, very simple. It's, you know, you just buy a ticket and then collect your food on the day. So it will be a coupon or a ticket where you will be able to redeem a bowl of akni and some cake, inshallah ta'ala. Mm. And the ticket is 100 rand, if my memory serves me correctly, inshallah, 100 rand available from the school at Masjid al-Fath or from the principal, Mu'allima Mahira, who can be contacted via, I think during school hours, WhatsApp is probably the easiest method to contact her, inshallah ta'ala.
I mean, Sheikh, do you have a number there for us, inshallah?
Yeah, it's 079-600-1980. 079-600-1980.
And that is Mu'allima Mahira.
Mahira,
mashallah. Yeah. Okay, jazakallah khair so much, Imam. Sheikh Rada Yusuf Khasib, Chairman of the Darul Ahlil Quran Institution out in Otri, for joining us. And inshallah, may Allah put so much barakah into the fundraiser and may it be a success, inshallah.
Ameen. Shukran for your sister and your support, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair to Sheikh Yusuf Khasib, who is also the Imam of the Town Center Masjid, telling us a little bit more about the fundraiser they have running a little bit later this month. And do remember the number for Mu'allima Mahira, just one more time, is 079-600-1980.